A sperm whale nearly 50 feet long washed ashore on Nantucket Island late last week. Researchers announced today that they believe the whale died from widespread joint disease. Its appearance is providing a rare opportunity for scientists to study these elusive creatures. In fact, it set off a frenzy of scavenging by scientists and museums for bones and body parts to examine and preserve. Tony Lacasse is with the New England Aquarium. He says the whale carcass was towed from Nantucket to New Bedford, Massachusetts for necropsy or autopsy.
It was towed on Sunday night across 50 miles of open ocean and actually some moderately heavy seas. The whale carcass was brought to the Chaumont landfill in New Bedford. 45 tons of whale flesh that's slowly decomposing. It needed to be in an area that wasn't going to affect neighbors in any way.
Now, you were at the scene yesterday while they were dissecting this whale. Describe what it looked like.
Well, basically what you did is you have a very large animal, about 48 feet long, weighs approximately 45 tons. Then you have probably at any one time 6 to 12 people, both professional scientists and volunteers under their supervision, dissecting the animal to remove as much flesh from around the skeleton as possible so that the skeleton can later be exhibited at the New Bedford Whaling Museum.
Mm-hmm. People are taking away some of the body parts, some of the organs and so forth?
That's right. Dr. Michael Moore at Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution has been the principal person heading up the necropsy. And at a midpoint in the afternoon, he excitedly took out what was clearly an intact organ. People came over to see what it was that he was working on, and he had pulled out the larynx of the whale intact. A colleague of his at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York had requested a larynx from him at some point from a sperm whale because she's doing auditory research.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, one of the ironies here is that 100 years ago, people from Nantucket and New Bedford were intimately familiar with a sperm whale and everything it was made of because this was the whaling capital of the world.
Absolutely. The New Bedford, sperm whalers actually began on Nantucket in the early 1700s when dead whales, and they were mostly sperm whales, washed ashore. The Nantucket farmers there realized that there was animal product that they could use. They then developed the whaling technology to be able to harvest whales locally. As they exhausted those whales locally, they extended all up and down the Atlantic, and eventually by the 1880s were hunting whales in the North Pacific on voyages that would take up to 3 years.
This is a rare event, having a sperm whale wash up on Nantucket these days. There are only about 200,000 of these creatures left, as I understand it.
Yes, sperm whales are not a coastal whale, so when they do pass away for whatever reason, they're not as likely to make it intact to a shoreline area.
I understand the New Bedford Whaling Museum is going to display the whole skeleton of the whale, and they're going to clean the skeleton in a unique way.
Yes. What's happening now is that the people who are on site today are sort of feverishly working to get the remaining soft tissue and flesh down as near as they can to the skeleton. Pieces of the skeleton will be tagged and marked and kept in order, and they will be put into special metal cages. The cages will then be brought to an undisclosed saltwater location near New Bedford, and they'll be submerged for anywhere from 6 months to over a year. And what will happen is at that time, the small fish, the crabs, the microorganisms in the water will do an exceptional job of cleaning all the remaining flesh off that skeleton.
Thanks very much, Mr. Lacasse.
Thank you, John.
Tony Lacasse works at the New England Aquarium in Boston. He joined us to talk about a sperm whale that washed up on the shores of Nantucket Island late last week.